Joining us now on the Maple Toyota Hotline, here's Ray Ferraro. What's up, Ray?
I'm glad you guys are all in there. I thought maybe like there'd be an epidemic of sniffles and you'd all be out today.
Well, the O-Dog pulled the pin at around 1:30 p.m. Eastern time, so yeah. He fought through up until lunch.
He fought as hard as he could before he looked at his vehicle and said, I'm not getting in it to drive to the studio. And then that was it.
So how many times today until you said he called about 1:30?
Yep.
Text.
How many times today before that do you think he was off his couch?
Well, I never heard from him, so it's a good question. And I don't know where he is. I don't know if he's in town. Is he up in Collingwood? Where would the O-Dog be?
Where in the world is Jeff O'Neill?
Yeah, I mean, he really could be anywhere. He's still on Twitter. I see him tweeting away.
The other day, he was meeting with Rene Fassel. I don't know where that meeting took place. I loved your tweet.
Wasn't that in Switzerland?
I loved your tweet said, name the team or name the lines or something.
Yeah. He's a beauty. The thing that I love is people actually, if you read the comments under, some people actually think he's meeting with Rene Fassel.
Doing World Junior prep, meeting with Rene Fassel, and then you write back, tell us the lines and the teams or something.
Well, and why would Rene Fassel know that anyway? You know what I mean? Like, that's like preparing for a Leaf game and you go and meet Bettman. Yeah. Like, what is Gary Bettman going to supply to the preparation?
So good.
Yeah. But Ray, Hayes is like at 70%, 80%?
Yeah, I don't complain about it. I only complain to my wife when I'm not feeling well.
I think the best fact of the day is Brian doesn't believe in drinking tea. He doesn't understand it.
I hate
what
tea.
What did you say in the break? What did you say so obnoxious?
It's the most obnoxious drink. Yeah. The little, you're steeping it. You got your little your tea bag. It's the most obnoxious drink on earth. And maybe that's why I don't like it.
What do you drink?
I drink coffee.
Because that's known to have therapeutic help to it. Yeah, I would keep drinking it. You'll feel great.
Well, I'm on tea now. I mean, Jonas has convinced me that it's the only way I'm going to survive, and it's dreadful.
It's spitting it out.
It's terrible.
Well, what kind of tea are you drinking?
Al's brother went up
to get it. It's honey lemon.
Like, there could be urine in it.
He ran it through.
It's not a good tea.
He's making tea through his underwear.
He ran it through. It's terrible.
But it's not good.
No, but I'm fighting it, and I'm here, and it's all good. And
okay, you know what you can do if you don't like, because you need hot stuff when you're not feeling good. Put honey in hot water.
Yeah, I've seen that.
You don't even need the tea. It's good. It soothes your throat.
Okay, I'm on it. Al's brother, hook me up next time you go up there, buddy. Yeah, he's on it. He's on the case.
He gave the thumbs up.
Yeah, he turned his mic off. Said, leave me alone.
He's like, I've had enough.
Anyway, the big story in Toronto the past 48 hours, I love this, whenever they play a good game, and they played well. The Leafs played well on Saturday night. I think it's probably the win of the season that they can be most proud of, considering the opponent. It was on the road. But was it a statement game? Statement game for the Maple Leafs. And my impression and my interpretation of all this is the only way we'll find out the meaning of that game is how they play tomorrow night. What I mean by that is, if you roll out in Vancouver and you play terribly and you lose, Saturday becomes irrelevant. But if it's a launching pad into better play and they win and they get rolling, then we might look back on Saturday and say that was the beginning of something.
Well, so do people think the New York Rangers are for real when they went 6-1-1? Are they like, oh, that's the team? Everybody in the league, short of Detroit this year, well, even Detroit had a good start, but you can have ups and downs to your year. And to make some grand statement that this is it, this is the team now, this is how they're going to always play, what would make you think that after 31 games and 5 good ones, like to their level? I mean, they were fantastic on Saturday. I thought they were really, really good. We'll see, like, can they... They're going to have to string some games together, but I was watching Florida yesterday, and, you know, so I checked the standings, and Boston's lapped the pack right now, but from Florida down to, who is it, Montreal, Toronto,
Tampa,
it's 4 points.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't even, like, aside from what's happened, you can't even make any who's for real, who's not for real. In that mix, two of those teams are going to get into the playoffs. you know, via the top three seeds, and maybe one other one. But those teams are further behind the wild card teams in the Metro than they are behind the teams in their own division. There's no panic to it, but man, it's just not been good enough to have any real confidence that was the style you're going to see. If it is, they're not going to have any problems. They're going to be great. But if it evaporates out here in Vancouver, well, then Saturdays didn't even happen.
Yep. Yeah, and they've run into that countless times already this year.
Yeah, that's what Brian's saying is you can be happy about that win, but follow it up with some consistency. And that I don't think we've seen that this year.
No, not at any point.
We've seen consistent inconsistency, if that makes sense.
Which is consistency.
It is, technically, but yeah. On the wrong side of what you want to see night in and night out.
Because Vancouver will be a real test for them, too. You know, I mean, not like St. Louis wasn't, right? They're an excellent team, but Vancouver could score. Their power play is, I believe, fourth in the league. They've got really pretty good depth. They're getting healthy again. I think Brandon Sutter's going to join the lineup. You know, they've got that top line that's really good. JT Miller, I know people don't watch the Canucks much back east, but JT Miller has been fantastic. Start to finish, he's been their most consistent forward this year. In my time watching him, he's never been better. Quinn Hughes is going to be a finalist for the Rookie of the Year. They've never had a defenseman like him out here. Never. There's not been one that has been as dynamic or as creative. Jacob Markstrom's been really good in goal. Looks like he's going to play tomorrow night. You know, he's had some time away from the team after his father passed away in Sweden, and he went back to see him just prior to passing, and then went back this past week and a half for the memorial service. But he's had a very good year, and he'll be back in goal. So this will be. It's not like Vancouver's no good. I mean, this will be a pretty good test for them. And you know, out here when the Leafs come, it's huge news, right?
How high is your confidence level that Morgan Rielly and Tyson Barrie as a pairing is going to work out, short term, long term, whatever?
61%.
No, that's not bad.
I mean, I think there's a chance, but look, last year in the playoffs, Jared Bednar was not playing Tyson Barrie against the other team's top line. Like he was cushioning his competition. And so we've watched Morgan Rielly, and we know his strength of the game is not that he's a shutdown guy. And so where I fear they're going to run into trouble is when they spend enough time in their zone that they're just going to get broken down. That they'll make some reads from the offensive side that when they should be making them from the defensive side.
Well, they're going to be fun at the very least.
Yeah. But, you know, but I don't know, Ray, where you're at, but I don't mind that thinking by Keefe right now. They're trying different things. It just, and I'm not going to go back into the Babcock era too much, but Mike was a guy who got things set in his mind and he was just going to stick with it and just see if the guys could plow through. At least Sheldon is open, or it seems like early on, that he's open to trying things to see if they work. And if they don't work, as a coach, this is the one thing that's beautiful. You have the luxury to switch things up. I still believe Travis Dermott has more, and I think he will work his way eventually. I'm still not seeing enough from him consistently to be in that top four, but I think he's going to be there, and I think they believe that too. But you can't just hand him experience overnight. He's got to go through that process. Unfortunately, I don't mind what they're doing. I just, there's going to be some nights where they get exposed because, Ray, I agree. I think they're going to be on the wrong side of the puck, the wrong side of decisions, and they're going to have Freddie, or it looks like Hutchinson's going to play on this trip, bail them out.
Or score enough goals where it doesn't
matter. Yeah, outscore it. You're right.
You know, like that, yeah. That kind of feels like what they realize they're not built to win 2-1 games. Like
right. They're, but don't you have to in the playoffs?
Well, let's get there first. And
But guys, like the New Jersey Devils were built to win 2-1 games. If you could ever get them in a game that was 4-4, you always felt like you were going to get the next goal because that's not how they play. That might be a night they were loose. The Leafs are not built to play 2-1 games. So what they've bet on is that their skill will always be able to crack open a game. Not 5-4, not 6-5, but maybe a 2-1 game, they can make it 3-1. Like, that's kind of what it looks like they've done as they've constructed their team. As for them experimenting, or Keith experimenting, think of it this way. Before this year, or before he took over eight games ago, how many games live do you think Sheldon Keith has seen Tyson Barrie play?
None, been in probably. The
American- yeah, right. Like, how would he? So he's got to build his own little book on each of his own players, never mind the league, which, of course, is going to come as he goes along. But he's got to build his own book about who he trusts, where, in what spot. Man, he doesn't know Tyson Barrie as a player. He's seen him on film. He can talk to the assistant coaches and the management team and get a decent handle. But he's got to go through that himself. And I believe the best coaches have a feel or a sense of when they see a guy enough, they kind of have a gut spidey sense feel for what will work and what won't.
Agreed.
We talk about, you know, the culture of the game all the time, the evolution of the game. A big part of discussion down at the Board of Governors meetings this week in California will be the culture of the game and how they intend on handling it. In terms of on the ice, you know, the most polarizing topic probably the past 20 years, maybe throughout the existence of the game, has been fighting. And technically, Dermott got in a fight on Saturday night. He'll take it because it counts. He got five minutes, it's on a stat sheet.
He battled, yeah.
I don't think he got both gloves off, but it doesn't matter. And he and Troy Brouwer, they fought. And it was the first registered team fight of the season, game 31. And I didn't look this up because I don't even know how you would find it, but I would venture a guess that in the 100 seasons that preceded this year, they didn't get more than five games into the season without a fight. Maybe 10. Yeah. Maybe. Maybe there was a weird year where it was the 10th game someone got into a fight.
Yeah.
31 games before a fight. It's crazy. Like, that's that. I'm not surprised, but based on the way they're built, but 31. And no one ran into each other and just said the gloves are off or something. No one ran a goalie or nothing happened.
Well, I got a... Somebody sent me a fight because it was... There were these 90s highlights going around. Well, 80s, 90s highlights going around, I guess. So somebody sends me a fight of Shane Chirla and Kevin Maguire. And if people have any... have not really understood what fighting used to be about. I'm standing there, I think with Dan Dow, we're just kind of standing off to the side. And these two guys are hitting each other like it is a flat-out punch-in-the-face contest. It is like jackhammers from both of them. Bam, 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 bam. I showed it to a couple of guys today, and they're like, what is that? And so we're talking about 31 games into... You know, into the season's the first fight. There you got a guy that turned into an NHL referee and another one who's Montreal's head pro scout. And they are, man, like, it was crazy. You almost forget that that's what it used to be. Honestly, look it up. Maguire and Chirla.
We're watching it. I've got it on my computer in front of us.
That was probably the fifth fight that night.
Yeah, that was just a little. They got two each for roughing.
Yeah, come on, boys.
Like, knock it off here. Like, that was a flat-out punch-in-the-face contest, for
which
sure.
Is not, I'm not saying I need to see it or want to, or whatever. I'm just saying that of all the unique stats, that might be the most unique, surprising stat in franchise history.
What do you think the over-under is the rest of the year? Should we put it at like 2.5?
2.5?
I think there will be 3 more.
Okay, well, who else is going to do it?
I think Dermott will fight again because I think Dermott has some jam. I think he's a guy who is going to stand up for his teammates and be involved. He seems like he's got some confidence to him, and he's got some swagger. And I think that's going to get him punched in the yap, and he's going to punch people in the yap too. I don't think he's a guy that's going to shy away from the physicality.
Hyman will fight.
Hyman's going to be involved. Muzzin maybe. Although the other night he didn't.
He's not really a fighter.
He wasn't having it. But again, at that point, I think Muzzin could be. But I would say Hyman will get dragged into one. because of something, whether it's a hit or it's through osmosis. That's why I'm shocked about that stat.
That's all I'm saying.
It's more of a bad hit or something.
I'm not expecting off the draw, hey, let's go just because it's Saturday night and we're at the red line. I'm saying in terms, like, it's almost it's a testament to what the game is now, where it just, like, spontaneous fights. Ray, you would have been on the ice for, you know, over 1,200 of them. Like, I bet you in your 1,200 games, there must have been close to 1,000 fights, if not more. And
well, there had to be, because the first few years, there were 2 and 3 all the time.
Right. And it would be like some guy brushed me and I didn't like it. We're fighting.
That game that you just saw, the Chirla fight, I obviously things weren't going well for me then. My line mates that night were Dave Semenko and Shane Chirla.
There's a message.
Yeah. I was picking up gloves like I was picking up garbage for the city. I mean, there was gloves all over the place. I was getting really good at, you could tuck a couple pairs under each arm to deliver them to the penalty box.
Yeah.
Like, that was just one night I remember of,
right.
You know, of what, you'd go into Philadelphia and you know, you'd be intimidated, or I would be, and then, like, there'd be one fight here. We'd go in with the Islanders, and there's Mick Vokoda fighting. There's Gary Nyland fighting.
Yeah.
Holy smokes, we're not even out of the first 5 minutes yet.
But they were all
fights and warm-up.
But that's what I was saying. Like, you remember, Ray, warm-up, guys would be pairing off. Like, you and I are going tonight. Like, these conversations, like, we'll see you later. Like, it was almost like they were setting up a meeting for later. I'll see you later. Like, you and I are going to go tonight. Like, in St. Louis, the narrative was, and the saying was always, the race for Chase. Because there was Tony Twist and Rudy Poshchek, and then Kelly Chase. Like, Chaser was known more as a middleweight, so everyone went after Chaser because they didn't want to fight the two other monsters. So that was who's got the race for Chase tonight? Because there'd be three guys in the other team going to Chaser.
You know,
in
fight's happening.
You and I are going, so I don't have to fight that monster over there. Like, the game has changed so differently, and I don't mind it. I'm just saying that's not that long. That's not
that,
a lifetime.
Like, those.
You know what?
Yeah, go ahead, Ray.
Sorry, Brian. I was just going to say, I literally remember in junior, because we were always worried that there would be a bench clear. And I'm not saying, like, once in a while. Like, you'd go on the road and be like, there could be a bench clear tonight. And I would look at their lineup and pick two or three guys that, if the bench is emptied, I needed to know where those guys were. Not because I was worried they were going to beat me up. They were guys as unlikely to fight as me. And I wanted those guys.
Yeah.
I'd be out there looking for them, and one of them would find me.
Like, they're doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a dance, and I got to find the partner that suits my style as quickly as possible. But, you know, I don't want premeditated fights.
No,
I don't need
gone goons.
Yeah, but spontaneous fights, I think, still have a place in the game. And I'm fine with them. And if I'm in the building, I pick up on the energy and I still enjoy it. And I'll admit to that. But
Saturday night in Calgary?
Oh, yeah.
So the four girls are out there scooping up the ice. And Clifford's telling Ronaldo, no, we're going to go. And Ronaldo's saying, I don't think we can fight in a break. And he's like, too bad, we're going to fight. And there's a picture there, and those poor girls are sitting there. They got their shovels and the garbage buckets that they're going to collect the snow in, and those knuckleheads are going to drop the gloves. And I'm like, man, that had to be the last place they wanted to be.
No kidding. You get caught up in that. You're trying to dance around two guys
monsters.
Throwing bombs.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's exactly what was about to happen. Anyway, it'll be a fun one tomorrow night. We'll get you on at 5 and we'll tee up the game. It's going to be a blast. Whenever the Leafs are in Western Canada, it's always fun.
So, Jonas, are you on for the next 8 days till O is better? Or?
We haven't heard from him.
We don't know about his status for tomorrow. What do you think the percentage chance of him being okay is?
Oh, it's a game day. He'll be 72% tomorrow.
I think he'll be in tomorrow.
On the injury report, he's questionable for tomorrow. That's what it is.
Yeah, he'll complain the whole day.
Yeah.
And he won't bring anything to the show, but he'll technically, physically be.
It'll be like Weekend at Bernie's?
Yeah, he'll look for an award. He'll want the Elmer Fudd for showing up tomorrow.
Exactly.
Anyway, we have an Elmer Fudd statue or trophy for you. And Noodles, you won yours as well. We forgot to present it to you guys last week. But next time you're in town, buddy, that'll be waiting for you. So leave a little bit of room in the suitcase.
Well, Noodles, I mean, this is something that, we worked hard to achieve.
Yes.
You can't just have it happen. You've got to make it happen.
That's right. You fought for it, man. My whole focus
calling the game was actually to try and work in one of those words, not actually pay attention to a Leaf game, which has a lot of viewers.
Only a million people watching.
Yeah, exactly.
But the Elmer Fudd is what really takes priority. So, there you go. All right, buddy. We'll do it tomorrow.
Jonas, there's a column for you.
The Elmer Fudd in depth?
Yes. In-depth Elmer Fudd. I think this is something that you could really bring the spirit of the thing to the table.
I guarantee you more clicks than any other piece you'll write all year.
Maybe I'll just insert all those phrases into the story, too.
There you go, because we'll promote it.
Oh, then you could be the writer. You could win this, too.
Think about it, Jonas.
Writer.
Put your integrity to the side. Do it for the well-being of the show. That's all that matters right now. All right, we'll work on him the rest of the week, because he'll be here all week.
Awesome.
All right.
Have a good one.
There's Ray Ferraro joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline. For all of December, receive a $500 Von Mills gift card when you purchase or lease any new in-stock vehicle, Maple Toyota, right next to Wonderland.